we have the custom now, we have a rabbinic institution of lighting candles on Hanukkah. And we discussed last time that Hanukkah was the inauguration of the temple, which corresponds, which alludes to the idea of Chinuch HaOlam, the inauguration of the world. The world was created for Torah and Mitzvot, and they wanted to undo the Torah and Mitzvot, and when the Asmoneans overcame, so then Torah and Mitzvot, in essence, overcame, and the world was strengthened, because the whole existence of the world is contingent on its being a moral world, a world that lives up to the Torah and Mitzvot. The world was created on the 25th of Elul, and so too Chanukah is on the 25th of the month. And the first declaration of creation was, let there be light, so too Chanukah is the declaration of light. The world was created an external world. We can expand this thought and discuss how our world, the world of Torah, lights the home. We shine the lights from within outwardly. And we also light, we have a custom that we light the shamish, which is the light that supports the others, from which we light the other lights. And we also add a light each night, 1, 2, 3, 4. The total lights are 36 lights. And the idea corresponds to the pasuk we read in last week's parsha, Vayizrach lo ha-shemesh. Vayizrach lo ha-shemesh. The sun rose for him, for Yaakov Avinu. This pasuk has all kinds of deep allusions, but on the simple level, lo is the numerical value of 36, and the shamesh lights 36 candles over Hanukkah, because there's a total of 36 lights that are lit. There are deeper understandings of Vayizrach lo ha-shemesh.